This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation where the fight is on. I'm not talking about the fight to get this election over with and conceded and moving on. That continues. But the fight that is on and seems to be heating up is the fight between the radical left in the Democratic Party and the center-left, at least what's called the center-left, still plenty liberal, but very, very different from what you're hearing from the likes of Raphael Warnock, the Senate candidate in Georgia, who might make the difference between Mitch McConnell as majority leader and a brand-new Senate and a brand-new America with Chuck Schumer as majority leader. There is a new controversy erupting over elements of the radicalism, and it's the only way to say it, of the Reverend Warnock. We will get to that coming up on the Medved Show. There's also the apology. Is it enough of Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, who was caught in an act of blatant hypocrisy, which we will also cover. And Joe Biden hinting that he might even use an executive order to forgive a whole bunch of student debt. Is this a good investment of government money? Is this a good program to go forward with? And there are people on the left side of the Democratic Party who are saying, hey, wait a minute, Biden, what you're talking about, the money that you're talking about forgiving and a government giveaway to people who borrowed a lot of money to go to college, it's not nearly enough. We will go to that issue as well. Speaking of not nearly enough, what is happening in the last few weeks of foreign policy with the Trump administration, particularly regarding Iran? There is talk that the Biden team wants to re-enter the JPCOA, the joint partnership and cooperation operation agreement with Iran. Would that be a good thing? We'll talk about that with Lieutenant Colonel Ralph Peters, also about America's ongoing relationship with Saudi Arabia. And we'll talk to Brett Stevens about how it is that Democrats are going to fail and fail miserably if they continue to try to win over Trump voters by dissing those voters. We will get to that as well on a busy day on the Medved Show, 1-800-955-1776. First up, this race for the Senate in Georgia. It's a double race. It's Senator Kelly Loeffler against the Reverend Raphael Warnock. That's for one seat. And then it's Senator David Perdue against John Ossoff, who's listed as a documentary filmmaker. He's about 14 years old. Actually, no, you can't be elected when you're 14. The youngest you can be to be elected to the Senate is basically 29, so long as you turn 30 before you're sworn in. That was a situation for Joe Biden back in 1972. In any event, John Ossoff is a very young and not particularly accomplished running against Senator David Perdue. Now, by all rights, the Republicans should be winning solidly. Because if you take a look at the primary and you add up the Republican votes, they're much more than the added up Democratic votes in the primary. However, what everyone is afraid of in the Republican Party, and I think with good reason, is that the turnout will just not be there. That without President Trump on the ballot in particular in the state of Georgia, which Trump has lost, by the way, the recount is still proceeding, but still, even with closing a little bit of ground, still about 13,000 votes behind, which is way beyond anything that's ever been erased in a recount. In any event, Trump is not on the ballot, and the most recent polls, and I know polls are very often wrong and very often weighted against conservatives and Republicans. However, an Insider Advantage WAGA poll that just got finished up 2 days ago showed David Perdue and John Ossoff tied at 49%. What was shocking about that was that there's virtually no one decided. Everybody's decided except for 2% of the population. And with that 49%, it's all about turnout. In the special election with Raphael Warnock, he's actually 1 point ahead of Kelly Loeffler. That's 49-48. So when they discover a piece of audio from a sermon that Raphael Warnock is 51 years old. He's been active in the church, and he's been an active leader in the Baptist church, Black Baptist church, for many, many years. And some of the material that they have found goes back to audio from 1995. This is more recent. This is from April 2011. And he was giving a sermon, and it sounded like this, clip one.
America, nobody can serve God and the military. You can't serve God and money. You cannot serve God and mammon at the same time. America, choose ye this day whom you will serve. Choose ye this day.
Okay, sounds like a stirring sermon, but you'll notice the very first part of it. America, you cannot serve God and the military at the same time? Don't you believe, Reverend Warnock? And this is the question I would ask him, would be, don't you believe that the military has done the work of God in our time? Was it the work of God to defeat the Nazis and the Japanese and the forces of evil in World War II? Wasn't it the work of God to defeat the evil empire of the Soviet Union, which the American military gets credit for? Fighting against communism in a world communism, that's not the work of God? And the other question would be, if you cannot serve the God and the military at the same time, can you serve God and the Senate at the same time? Okay, if you can't serve God and the Senate at the same time, why are you running for Senate? And if you can serve God and the Senate at the same time, what makes the Senate so much better than the military? It's a completely outrageous position that he is in here, and the Republicans have pounced, and rightfully so. Rick Scott, the senator from Florida, wrote on Twitter, Reverend Warnock, nobody can serve God in the military. This is a disgrace, said Rick Scott. Every Senate Democrat should be asked whether they agree with Warnock. Every single one. And Senator Kelly Loeffler, Pastor Warnock's opponent in the Georgia Senate runoff, demanded an apology. I am the daughter and the granddaughter of veterans, she said, and proud to serve on the VA committee. That's what Loeffler wrote. Reverend Warnock, this is a despicable, disgusting, and wrong statement. You owe our active military and veterans who sacrificed so much for our country an immediate apology. And the answer from Reverend Warnock, well, we will give that to you in a few moments. But it goes to a much deeper question, because the National Review has unearthed other material from Reverend Warnock, which is very much in support of Reverend Jeremiah Wright, very much in support of his sermon where he said, don't say God bless America, say GD America. How can people in Georgia actually be seriously considering voting for such a radical voice for the U.S. Senate? We'll be back on that, and we'll be speaking soon to Ralph Peters about the situation in Iran and the rest of the Middle East coming up.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to ACSH.org today.
This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Grovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 at AmericanFederal.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I just was appalled when I heard this.
The Michael Medved Show.
It's beyond belief.
On the Michael Medved Show, talking about the Senate races in Georgia, which are going to make a gigantic difference in terms of what kind of presidency we're going to experience over the next 4 years. Because the message to Joe Biden, to other people in his administration that he's putting together already, the message to him will be very clear. If the Republican candidates win and win resoundingly in Georgia, and they should, they're both incumbents, they're both good candidates, and it makes a gigantic difference who controls the United States Senate, because Joe Biden with a Democratic Senate and a Democratic House, no matter that the House majority has been reduced a little bit, it's still a Democratic majority, it's still Nancy Pelosi. That's a very different situation for our country than the situation which looks to be shaping up, assuming the Republicans are able to hold that Georgia seat. Actually, to hold at least one of them, that's all they have to do. Then there is a 51 vote, if they win one of them at least, a 51 vote Republican majority. And yeah, it matters a lot. And especially when you have a radical like Raphael Warnock, and he is a radical, who says so? The National Review has a dramatically important piece about that. And concerning this most recent statement that he said, you cannot serve God and the military at the same time, he claims he was quoted out of context. In fact, he sent back a tweet saying, I am glad that Senator Kelly Loeffler is listening to my sermons. One of my favorite sermons is entitled, Love Your Neighbor. That means you don't get rid of your neighbor's health care in the middle of a pandemic. Okay. Honestly, there is a deeper issue here, which is who is precisely Raphael Warnock speaking for? Is he speaking for the Joe Biden Democrats, or is he speaking for the Jeremiah Wright extreme Democrats? And I bring up Jeremiah Wright because he was actually some of this material that the National Review has printed is really pretty alarming. And here's part of what they found is Jeremiah Wright actually was famous for that sermon that he said, don't say God bless America, say GD America. And in 2014, it's not so long ago, he's already a very prominent clergyman at that time, Raphael Warnock said that Wright's GD America sermon, he said of it, you want to go back and see if you can find and read, as I have, the entire sermon. It was a very fine sermon. He said that in 2014. In that sermon, Jeremiah Wright likened America to Al-Qaeda. Quote, we cannot see how what we are doing is the same thing that Al-Qaeda is doing under a different color flag, calling on the name of a different God to sanction and approve our murder and our mayhem. The U.S. government is distributing illegal drugs in America's cities. The government gives them the drugs, builds bigger prisons, passes a three-strike law, and then wants us to sing God Bless America? No, 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 not God Bless America, GD America. That's a very fine sermon. And that's what Raphael Warnock has endorsed. And yes, there is also the matter of Raphael Warnock being outspokenly, poisonously anti-Israel. And he issued a joint statement with some other leaders who, in 2019, comparing Israel to apartheid South Africa and to communist East Germany. How? Quote, we saw the patterns that seem to have been borrowed and perfected from other previous oppressive regimes. That said the statement signed by Warnock and others following a trip to Israel. The ever-present physical walls that wall in Palestinians and a political wall reminiscent of the Berlin Wall. The heavy militarization of the West Bank, reminiscent of the military occupation of Namibia by apartheid South Africa. What is he talking about? The Berlin Wall was an attempt to basically keep people locked into an evil regime who wanted to get away from the regime. Anybody wants to get away from Israel? That's fine. Nobody's prevented from leaving Israel as they were prevented from leaving East Germany, for goodness sake. And the whole idea of apartheid, it's impossible. The apartheid regime would not allow black people to vote in the major elections. The leading party bloc, second leading party bloc in the Knesset is now the Arab-Israeli bloc. And Arab-Israelis play a notable part on the Supreme Court in the country, in universities, in every field of endeavor. And comparing Israel to South Africa is ludicrous. There was always, always a white minority in South Africa. In Israel, there's an 80% Jewish majority. It's a very, very different thing. And for Reverend Warnock now, because there is a substantial Jewish community and certainly a substantial evangelical community that's very pro-Israel in Georgia, Warnock, of course, trying to retreat from those statements. And he just said recently, with this anti-Israel background being passed on, and this is from 2019, it's from last year. We're not talking about something in the dim, distant recesses of the past. Reverend Warnock says in his 2020 statement, "Without reservation, you can count on me to stand with the Jewish community and Israel in the U.S. Senate." Well, if you believe it's an apartheid state, and it's borrowing the evil wall from East Germany, if you believe all of that, why should anyone count on you to stand with the Jewish community in Israel and the U.S. Senate? Or is this just something that you say when you're running for office? And again, it's an astonishing situation, especially when he's running against a perfectly fine candidate like Kelly Loeffler. This is appalling, and it goes to a deeper question with the Democratic Party. What kind of Democratic Party is it going to be? What's it going to look like in the world? Is it going to be a Democratic Party that affirms the conviction that other nations should follow the example of the United States? Or will it be a woke, politically correct Democratic Party that believes that we ought to follow the example of other nations? And what should America do, not just in the long term, but in the next few weeks about Iran? We'll talk about that coming up with Ralph Peters here on the MedVet Show.
Can I just say that you do more for radio than what high definition will ever do for television?
This is the Michael MedVet Show.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States hit Iran with new sanctions on Wednesday. The Treasury and Secretary of State departments announcing they had targeted the leader of Iran's charity and numerous of its affiliates for human rights violations. House Democrats continuing to get their ducks in a row for the new congressional session beginning next year. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Democrats are unified despite gains by Republicans in the recent national elections.
All of it connected to the hopes and aspirations of America's working families.
President Trump's campaign is paying for two recounts in two Wisconsin counties. It will cost $3 million for recounts in Dane and Milwaukee counties. Currently, Joe Biden leads the president by just over 20,000 votes in the Badger state. It would have cost over $7 million for an entire state recount. This is USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
A pleasure to welcome back to the show Ralph Peters. He is a retired U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel in Army Intelligence, a former contributor to Fox News, and he is also a prolific author. In addition to all of his important nonfiction books, he's published 8 novels under the pen name Owen Parry. The Honor's Kingdom, which is one of those novels, received the prestigious Hammett Prize. Ralph, great to speak to you always. It appears that President Trump is trying to settle some scores, finish some policies during the last weeks of his presidency. First of all, you don't have any question that these are the last weeks of his presidency, do you?
No. This was obviously a fair election. The spotlight shone everywhere. And so anybody election. I'm sorry, folks. The American people voted.
Okay. The American people did vote. Joe Biden's going to be inaugurated January 20th.
Yes.
President Trump appears determined to basically remove more American troops from the Middle East. There's all kinds of controversy about that, particularly removing the troops from Afghanistan. Do you think this is an important thing to accomplish before a new president takes over?
No, I think it's a mistake to do it now and try to tie President-elect Biden's hands. Now, you know, I have been and am very critical of President Trump about many things. But in the Middle East, he got a number of things right. And to me, he's actually undercutting his own legacy. In strategy, there are three, strategy as complex as it can be, Michael, comes down to three simple questions. One, what do you want to achieve? Two, can it be achieved? Three, if it can be achieved, is it likely to be worth the cost? And in Iraq and Afghanistan, our presence is so small this time that it pays disproportionate dividends. Now, I am not hopeful about Afghanistan long term. Afghanistan's always going to be Afghanistan. I am guardedly hopeful about Iraq over the very long term. But with approximately 5,000 U.S. troops in Iraq, 5,000 U.S. troops in Afghanistan, we are basically in the referee's position. Our presence is very important to multiple factions. It's keeping Iraq together. It's a fig leaf for that. And again, I don't want 150,000 combat troops back in Iraq, but 4,000 to 5,000, 5,500 in support roles, which is what we have now, that is actually a good investment, hedging your bets against the future of the Middle East. Where we're going to see changes, I think, Michael, will be in policy toward Saudi Arabia and, to a lesser extent, Israel. President Trump's fondness for strongmen won't play well with the Biden administration. Prince Salman is not going to get his way on everything. We don't need the Saudis. We don't need their oil. It's not the 1970s. Israel's a more complex issue, as you know very well. Now, President Trump viewed American, U.S., and Israeli interests as being identical. President-elect Biden views them as greatly overlapping, but not identical, and there will be some sticking points. I do not think Biden's going to move the embassy back to Tel Aviv. I don't think it's going to be a grab bag. Excuse me?
He has said he won't. He said absolutely not.
That's not a consideration. I mean, done is done. I mean, you think Biden's been around long enough to know that that's a fait accompli. But, you know, Israel, there will be some sparks here and there, primarily dealing with Palestinians, but I don't think Biden's going to be a sucker. Iran is more complex. And
what about their new sanctions today that have been imposed on Iran? And are those new sanctions a good idea? But go ahead. You were saying.
Personally, I think the sanctions are a good idea. I still don't think it should be done in the waning days of the presidency. It should have been the next president's call. But I am not worried. I mean, I think the Iranians are living in a fantasy world where they think Biden's going to be inaugurated and suddenly give them anything they want to get another deal. That was the Obama-Kerry deal with Iran. It wasn't the Obama-Biden deal. I think Biden's smart enough to know that, you know, while he would like to please our allies, like peace in the Middle East, like to get Iran's nukes under control, I think he recognizes now the vulnerabilities, the flaws in the Biden-Kerry approach. And I think he would be, guardedly eager to have a new deal with Iran, it would have to be a deal that meant something. He's got people in the Biden, chosen already for the incoming Biden administration, or likely to be chosen, who have been bloodied, who have made mistakes, and they've learned from them. For instance, I am absolutely certain, 100%, that Biden has learned from watching Putin just beat the dickens out of Obama, and now use Trump as a puppet, basically. I think Biden is going to be a nightmare for Vladimir Putin. Not because Biden wants conflict, but because he's not going to sucker for... Putin won't be able to sucker punch him.
What about there's a story that was very prominently featured, front page of a lot of papers, the White House hasn't denied it, that President Trump was speaking with advisors about some kind of anti-nuclear strike against Iran before he leaves office. Do you think that's a viable possibility? It says that Vice President Pence and many others were very opposed to that idea.
Yeah, well, the president, it's a fine line, but I think he would probably have authority. It's a gray area to order such a strike. I think it would be a very big mistake. I mean, it would be an act of vengeance, not against the Iranians, but against President-elect Biden, because he'd be dumping a war in his lap. And again, I think, as much I disagree with President Trump about. But many of his policies in the Middle East, such as on Israel and on Iran in general, I have agreed with. I think I will go to my grave convinced that Trump was right to order the hit on Soleimani, the top of Revolutionary Guards commander.
Absolutely.
He had a lot of American soldiers' blood on his hands and Marines. And so it's a mixed bag. But I think if there's any part of the world where Trump's foreign policy did some good, it actually is the Middle East. But I'm concerned that he's throwing the good away by rushing to pull out troops. I mean, God.
Who do you anticipate in the moments we have left to us? Who do you anticipate as the new Secretary of State?
I hope it's not Susan Rice.
Amen.
Because I think she got so much wrong, but I don't know who it's going to be. I do think Michelle Flournoy is the strongest contender for Secretary of Defense, and she is actually very, very smart. I know somewhat. I've been in many meetings with her and kind of conferences and things over the years, and Michelle Flournoy really, really knows her stuff. She knows the Pentagon. She knows all the. She knows just how tight the screws have to be. You know, how loose the belts have to be. She knows the inner workings of the machine. So if she's his choice, I will fully support that. But again, Michael, I just have to say that, you know, our role, as you know, is to be judiciously critical of government when it's merited. And so I've been very critical of President Trump. And when President-elect Biden is inaugurated, after he's inaugurated, I'm not going to praise him automatically. If he screws up, I'll be glad to criticize him.
Well, again, and there will undoubtedly be, as there always is, lots to criticize. That's Ralph Peters, his book that honors Kingdom is up at our website at michaelmedved.com. Please go there and read more about Ralph and his work. I'd also like to put one name in Ralph's ear as a potential Secretary of State, which is John Huntsman. Now, the former ambassador to Russia, the former ambassador to China, former governor of Utah, a mainstream Republican governor of Utah, who gives some bipartisan cred to an incoming Biden administration. More about a poll that says a bunch of Republicans want President Trump never to concede. We'll get to that coming up on The Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show.
I'm just shocked.
Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com. They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kenger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com. Okay, I will admit it. I love good movies, especially now when you're holed up at home. Don't some of you with families want to introduce your kids to some of the movies that meant the most to you? Wouldn't it be great to have a service that actually allows you to block out maybe some language you don't want to hear, or some intensely graphic sex or violent scenes? Well, that service is called ClearPlay. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, ClearPlay settings enable you to watch the movie without violence, profanity, or other content that you choose. Customization is all based on viewers' personal settings. Go to clearplay.com to learn more. Try, for instance, that great baseball movie and father and son movie, Field of Dreams, with just some of the unnecessary harsh language. Go to clearplay.com to learn more. ClearPlay loves good movies.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, there are two polls that ought to be of very specific concern, especially for Republicans getting ready to face these crucial Senate races where I so very passionately want to see Senator Kelly Loeffler reelected and Senator David Perdue reelected. It's incredibly important for the country. It's certainly important for the future of the Republican Party. And these two polls are not polls of Georgia. They're national polls. And they're alarming. And why are they alarming? Well, first of all, because they ask questions. One of them is a poll for the Politico Morning Consult poll, just released. And they ask voters in general, how many voters say that they want to see President Trump conceding right away? And among all registered voters, it's 46%. In other words, we have known, I mean, it's really going on 2 weeks now, that President Trump lost the election. And it's not even particularly close. The margin in the popular vote is going on 6 million votes. It is. It's going on 4%. It's 3.8% difference between the total votes for Biden and the total votes for Trump. And only 46%, less than half of registered voters, think that Trump should concede. Okay, we're waiting for a number of recounts to be finished, but we're coming up this week to the date for certification, the deadline for certification of local votes, because, I mean, quite normally they figure 3 weeks 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks should be enough time to actually count up the ballots and certify and figure out who won. Now, of course, they can have a longer if they need it. If they're going to do recounts, there are new attempts for recounts by the Trump administration, by the Trump campaign in Wisconsin. But here's the alarming part of this new poll. The results of the poll are sharply split along partisan lines. 72% of Democrats say Trump should concede right away. Okay, not surprising. Only 17% of Republicans think Trump should concede right away. Nearly half of Republicans, 45%, say that Trump should only concede if he cannot back up his baseless voter fraud claims. There's a full quarter of registered GOP voters who say Trump should not concede no matter what. Okay, why? And if you believe that Trump should not concede, if you're one of a quarter of Republicans who believe that Trump should not concede no matter what, then what? Then what is supposed to happen? Should he leave office without conceding and thereby undermine the legitimacy of an election that was called by our top election security official under the Department of Homeland Security? It was called the most clean, the most transparent, the most honorable election in our history. And he just got fired last night by President Trump for saying that. There's another poll. And this one, they asked, who do you think won the election? 5% of people thought Trump had won. Uh-huh. And 73% thought Biden had won. However, when they were asked, had Biden won rightfully, Republicans were suspicious. 52% of Republicans said that Trump rightfully won. Only 29% said that Biden had rightfully won. Let's go to Mike in Renton, Washington. Mike, you're on the Medved Show.
Thanks, Mike. I'd like to know what you're so afraid of, because you are pushing this narrative for him to concede over and over and over, but yet you don't discuss any of the issues like those two very reputable lawyers who are pointing out the floods and floods of evidence showing fraud. I would think as a national conservative talk host, you would be more concerned with exposing the fraud than trying to convince Trump to concede. Because everyone knows that you are an anti-Trumper, a never-Trumper rhino.
Okay, Mike, you can stop with the insults, because this is something that the Wall Street Journal today actually editorialized about, this latest claim about the Dominion voting machines, which is phony, which is very similar to the claims Democrats made about the Diebold voting machines back in 2004. And it didn't happen. And President Trump has had literally more than 2 weeks to present some of this evidence that he says he has. Rudy Giuliani says he has tons of it. Rudy Giuliani, by the way, is billing the Trump campaign $20,000 a day to represent them in these cases. And why? Because the reputable lawyers who have been handling these cases have all dropped out. And why do you think it is that Republican judges and Republican secretaries of state and Republican voting officials in Michigan and in Wisconsin and, yes, in Georgia have all stood up and said, look, the votes aren't there. There has not been massive fraud. And in other words, if there was massive fraud enough to represent literally millions of votes that were stolen, why haven't we seen any evidence of it yet?
The same reason, Mike, the same reason that you had the same type of answers when it was the Russian scandal and this and that. You were 100% against Trump, saying that all of this is real against Trump.
No, I never said
absolutely of a scandal.
No, absolutely wrong. I never said that it was beyond question that there was evidence against Trump collaborating with Russia, and I don't believe that there was a good case for collusion. I think the Mueller report was right. But the Mueller report wasn't holding up a presidential inauguration. And we have a difficulty here, and it's a very real difficulty. When you have big numbers of Americans and big numbers of the Republican Party in particular that are saying they don't think that Biden was rightfully elected, does that mean, do you think, Mike and Renton, do you think that President Trump should attend the inauguration of the next president? Or should he somehow boycott it or do a counter-inauguration somewhere else?
No, I think he should attend because by the time that date comes, the evidence, if there is evidence of the vast fraud, will have come out by then.
Okay, that's fair enough. That's a perfectly reasonable position. And by the way, no one is saying, least of all me, that the investigation should stop, because vote fraud, if it existed, it's a crime. And people should be prosecuted for it. And people should be brought up on charges. And that should continue under the new administration. And I would imagine that whoever President-elect Biden appoints as Attorney General will also be pursuing any of that vote fraud, because it's a threat to the whole functioning of our democracy, if it exists. But the idea of waiting so long, it is deeply, deeply unprecedented, and it's a terrible precedent, frankly, because when you look at Al Gore, and people always bring up that example, we gave Al Gore 37 days. That was because it involved a recount that could conceivably have overturned the result. But that was because the differences between Al Gore and George W. Bush were hundreds of votes. It ended up being 537 votes. It was less than 1,000. And the very closest state that we have right now is just finishing a hand recount. They're supposed to be finished by this evening. And it looks like, according to the Republican Secretary of State, the Republican pro-Trump Secretary of State, that it's still going to be a 13,000 vote difference between Trump and Biden. Look, it's one of those things where the idea that the election is going to be overturned, it's extraordinarily unlikely. There has certainly been nothing that has even indicated that we are close to that. And in that situation, to work smoothly with the incoming administration is a matter of national security and health security for the American people, for the sake of this greatest nation on God's green earth.
When you invest, what do you need? Investors need foresight and prediction so they can invest with confidence. Is the stock market going up and down? What about precious metals or Bitcoin? The stock market may be treading water right now, but now may be a more opportune time to invest in precious metals. Are gold and silver booming? What do you buy? Bullion? Mining stocks? Which ones? The cryptocurrency market is also advancing strongly, but which ones do you buy? John Truman Wolf, former banker and number one best-selling author, gives you the answers in his widely read newsletter, Strategic Financial Intelligence, available at strategicfinancialintelligence.com. Wolf called the breakout of the gold market and the breakout of the silver market. He may not have a crystal ball, but his investment picks tell a story. Metals and digital currencies are on the move. Don't miss out. Go to strategicfinancialintelligence.com and get the Strategic Financial Intelligence newsletter today. strategicfinancialintelligence.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a four-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.